It's been good to be in the house of the Lord again. It's a blessing to come to the begin the week and look and listen, study, a day of rest. And I wanted to think a little bit this morning about the biggest blessings or we have right here with us today. I was blessed again by all the children, older children, young people we have here. You know, it's if you go to a church and it's just mainly older people, you know, discouraging. It's not going to keep going. It's not going to keep, it's going to come to an end. But, you know, it's such a blessing to have all these little ones. And it's also a great responsibility that God has given us. You know, whether we're parents, whether we're teachers, whether we're babysitters, wherever we are, wherever we come in contact with children, you know, we're influencing. We're either helping or hindering their view of God. You know, physically, in this country, we are able, as a whole, to provide the physical needs for our children. Nourishment is very important. You know, I was just reading recently and said the first 3 years is very important that children get the nutrients, the things that they need. If they're malnutrition in those years, it can cause lasting effects, results. You know, sadly, there's countries where parents aren't able to provide. You know, there's places today that the grocery shelves are empty. And it's not because of famine. It's not because they can't grow their own food. And the country I'm especially thinking about was in Venezuela. You know, they're streaming across the border into Colombia trying to get food. And they can work all week. And their money is so depreciated that if they take their whole week's wages over and are able to get into the neighboring country of Colombia, they can buy it's very little. The value has dropped like 90% in their currency. And especially in isolated areas, parents they're not able to buy the formula, the things they need for their little ones. You know, it's sad. But thinking about that, you know, there's a verse in Mark chapter 9 that I ran across lately. It stood out to me. We have a story there of a man that had a son that was very sick. He was very distressed. He had spent years trying to help him. I'm sure he had put everything into it, done everything he could think of to try to get help for his son. And, you know, finally, he heard of this man, Jesus, that could heal people. And finally, he was able to get to his disciples, and he brought him to his disciples. You know, they tried to heal, but it was unsuccessful. They could not. Then he found Jesus, and in desperation, he cried out to him. And Jesus' words, you know, I think they're still following us today. We can still claim that promise. We can still hear those words and follow his command. He said, "Bring him unto me." In Mark chapter 9, verse 19, his answer to them was, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." Bring him unto me. You know, trembling with anticipation and fear, I believe he brought his son to Jesus. And he was healed. We know how Jesus, his response to little ones, his response to children. In the account in Luke 18, verse 15, where they were bringing also, it says, they brought unto him also infants that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein." So very strong words Jesus had for them there. And in Mark 10, the account there says, when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. You know, what a blessing to see Jesus' response to little children. You know, we're blessed with little ones. And when a parent gets to hold that new little one in his arms, you know, that child that is completely dependent on him, on them, you know, what a responsibility. What an awe it brings. And Jesus says, bring him or her to me. Now that should happen long before they enter this world. You know, however God chooses to bless our families with children, I think he's saying, bring them to me. And we learn so much from a little child. And Jesus says we must become as one. What is he talking about? What does he mean? And that, I'm not going to go into a lot of details there. That could be a sermon in itself. But I think, simply put, it's their complete dependence on their parent. You know, are we willing to completely give ourselves to Christ? Are we willing to be teachable? To be honesty, totally honest. Forgiving. You know, a child doesn't hold grudges. Just totally dependent on him as a little child is to their parents. You know, do those little ones in your care, under your influence, see your dependency on Christ? Do they see that he is everything to you, like the song says? Or do they sense other things in your life that are more important? You know, what gets you excited? What do you get excited about? You know, where is your security? Is it in the rock that will stand forever? Is it in the one that is saying, bring them to me? You know, as our children get older, things change. And we wouldn't want it any other way. You know, there's times those of us that have older children, I think we could all say we wish we could just bring them all back to where they're little ones at the table. But, you know, that's not part of life. They're growing up, and we want that. We wouldn't want to see it different. But even as they grow up, Jesus says, bring them to me. You have to think of Job. You know, he says he went out, it says there in Job, the first chapters, he went out early and sacrificed, just in case his children had done something. You know, bring them to me as they face decisions, as they face difficult times. You know, we struggle as parents maybe, where our hearts are torn, but Jesus still says, bring them to me. Isaiah 59:1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. You know, if there is a wall that has come between us and God, it's not God, it's us. He says, it's you, it's your iniquities that have separated you between you and your God. The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Just a couple more verses here. Isaiah 52:10. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. You know, sometimes it's young people, young men, you know, it's strength is important. But, you know, there's nothing that compares with the Lord's arm, his holy arm. You know, there's no one, there's nothing that will stand when he is in control of all things. He says, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. All the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Isaiah 40, verse 10. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Let's kneel for prayer.